This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we don't talk about snacks on this show a lot, do we? No, I don't, on purpose. I purposely don't want to talk about snacks. One is because when I hear the word snack, I want a snack. I want to nibble on something. And what's a yummy snack? Is it like a piece of carrot? Do I ever say, oh, I'm going to snack on this celery? No, I want a snack on some Fritos or some chocolate. We don't talk about snacks a lot. It's because I just don't want to get our appetite up. I don't want to wet our appetite and get our tummies all grumbling because everybody loves snacks. But you know what? Sometimes full immersion gets you sick of it. So I found this article on the 100... Oh, don't start giving me trouble now with my internet. The 100 best snack foods in America. And I disagree with a lot of these. But apparently the Thrillist ranked them. And for accessibility, they limited themselves to those available at most American corner stores, mini marts, people that sell snacks. And these are the top 100. So rounding out the bottom of the list are premium saltines. Now, I think the only time I've ever eaten a saltine was when I was pregnant to kind of help with the nausea. But I get how those could be a snack because you got the salt and they're yummy. Then came, now these aren't the, these are from the lowest of the top 100, so they're still high up, but yeah. Then came David's sunflower seeds. Probably because you kind of, you know, suck on the salt. Raisinettes. Chocolate and raisin. Not my cup of tea. Welch's fruit snacks. I like those. You know, because you think you're getting, like, real vitamins. I don't know really how much vitamins you're getting. You know, they give me heartburn. Gummy bears and gummy touch stuff gives me heartburn, so I can't have that. Mike and Ike. Mike and Ike are okay, but they kind of get stuck in my teeth. Corn nuts. Corn nuts come in at 95. I don't think I like the taste of corn nuts. Pop chips. Pop chips are the chips that have, like, air in them. I guess they're okay. Newtons. Like Fig Newtons. I couldn't stand Fig Newtons. I'm like, don't give me something that looks like chocolate that doesn't taste like chocolate. They say trolley gummies, never really seen that. Donuts. Those little Hostess small donuts, that's a snack. And we wonder why we have an obesity issue. Better cheddars. Better cheddars, I guess, a little bit like Cheez-Its. I don't remember better cheddars except the 80s. Now, Swiss rolls, that's my snack right there. Those Little Debbie Swiss rolls with the chocolate and the cream inside. Okay, those I like, the Swiss rolls. Club crackers and those little green Keebler boxes, those do pretty well. Junior Mints came in 87. Honey Made Grahams for graham crackers. Pez. Pez only came in at 85. Then Utz or Utz cheese balls, Dove Promises. Oh, are Dove the little chocolate candies? Okay, that'd be number one for me. I love Dove. Hostess Pies, where you have a strawberry or cherry pie that's been... I'm not a big pie person. Pie is probably one of my worst desserts. I really don't like pie at all. E.L. Fudge, the little Keebler sandwich cookie. Then TGI Friday's potato skins came in as a snack. Chicken and a biscuit. Swedish fish. Swedish fish, they're too hard to chew. They get stuck in your teeth. Nerds. Nerds are those little baby candies. Those came in number 77. That's a long list, people. Rolled Gold. Those are those pretzels that are really hard. I'm not a big pretzel person, but for the guys that are fine, Twizzlers and Red Vines were neck and neck. Apparently, Red Vines beat out Twizzlers. I didn't realize they were separate companies. But they're licorice. Mounds and Almond Joy. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Mounds and Almond Joy's were neck and neck, but Almond Joy's beat out Mounds. Triscuit. Triscuit to me is the worst tasting cracker ever. Then came Nutter Butters, Tostitos, Brownie Bites, Famous Amos. Famous Amos I like. Slim Jims, Fruit Roll-Ups, Fruit by the Foot, Whoppers, Whatchamacallit, Runts, not sure what that is, Nilla Wafers, Pretzel Crisps at 59, Zebra Cakes, Sun Chips, Funyuns, Three Musketeers, Babe Ruth, Milky Way, Animal Crackers, Handy Snacks, and Munchos round out the top 50, or the bottom 50. Now, we got Jelly Bellies, the little Nestle Crunch Chocolates, Teddy Grahams, Gushers, Rolos. You can roll a Rolo to your friend, chocolate cover caramel from a do end. Yeah, see, I remember all the jingles. Stacy's Pita Chips, Fudge Stripe Cookies, oh, that's okay. Smart Food White Cheddar Popcorn, not sure why it's smart. Hershey's Kisses came in number 41. Then Heath Bar's Rice Krispie Treats, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, Ho-Ho's, Wheat Thins, Bugles, Take 5, Chips Ahoy was number 32. Kettle Chips, Twinkies came in 30. Then Milano's Planters Nuts, Oatmeal Cream Pies, Hostess Cupcakes, 26. Ritz Crackers, 25. Jack Link's, I use for Jack Link's beef jerky as a snack. Snyder's Pretzel Pieces, Butterfinger Reese's Pieces, Ruffles round out the top 20. Then come Flips, Chex Mix, Gardettos, Snickers, Starburst Combos, Twix, Lay's, Kit Kat, Fritos round out the top 10. And we got Haribo Gummies, Cheez-Its, M&M's, Cheetos, Goldfish Crackers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Pringles, Oreo Cookies, and the number one snack food in America, Doritos. Now, going through that whole list, did that kind of immerse you and make you not want to? No. I completely forgot about the Swiss cake rolls. I want some of those. The zebra cakes I forgot about. The Hershey's. The Reese. The Kisses. So there's a lot of stuff we eat. A lot of stuff that we eat. But I find it very odd that Goldfish crackers made the number one. Kids like Goldfish crackers. They're little fishies. My son loves Goldfish crackers. So he's like, Mom. I'm like, yeah, and I look up to him because he's talking to me. Mom, can we get some Goldfish crackers? I like the fishy crackers. I'm like, yeah, baby boy, even though you're like 19 years old. Thanks, Mom. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like Trump's ears were burning. Yesterday, didn't we talk about how not much is really going on with the Affordable Care Act? And my guess is the Trump administration just kind of wants to let, you know, the embers just kind of burn out and, you know, just kind of let it die on its own. Well, no. Sounds like the Trump administration has asked the court to completely invalidate Obama's Affordable Care Act. According to the Washington Post, this is a significant shift, and the Justice Department now says that it backs a full invalidation of the Affordable Care Act, which was the signature Obama-era health law. And I'm sorry if some of you guys, you know, are Obama supporters, but that Affordable Care Act is one of the stupidest laws I've ever seen. So, the Justice Department presented its position in a legal filing Monday with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. where an appeal is pending in a case challenging the measure's constitutionality. A federal judge in Texas ruled in December that the law's individual mandate can no longer be sustained as an exercise of Congress's tax power, and further found that the remaining portions of the law are therefore void. He based his judgment on changes to the nation's tax laws made by congressional Republicans in 2017. Now, from what I understand, the Trump administration didn't pursue punishment for people not following the mandate. I'm not exactly sure whatever really happened with that, but I heard, I'm under the impression, as soon as Trump got into power, he's like, no, you know what, the IRS isn't going to pursue that. I just don't know where it's written. They say, according to the Washington Post, that first the Trump administration had not gone as far, arguing in a brief last June that the penalty for not buying insurance was legally distinct from other provisions of the law, which could still stand. But Justice Department officials said there were grounds only to strike down the law's consumer protections, including those for people with pre-existing health conditions. But in this new filing, three Justice Department attorneys, signed by them, in this new filing, the administration said that the decision of U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor should be affirmed and the entirety of the ACA should be invalidated. So basically, if one piece is unconstitutional, then none of it should remain. But this is what I'm confused about. The Supreme Court already ruled that it was constitutional. But the reason why they ruled that is they asked for there to be a tweak. They said, as it stands, it's unconstitutional. But as long as the mandate's a tax, you could do that. You could tax people. So I think the Justice Department is going back, going, look, as it's written, it should be nullified. The government said it planned to file a brief in support of Texas-led coalition of states pursuing the law's complete nullification now that the United States is not urging that any portion of the district court's judgment be reversed. So this is a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo, but they say if the Justice Department position prevails, it could, which I don't see it actually working, but they say it could actually then disrupt the Affordable Care Act. Now, of course, a lot of news outlets are saying, oh, man, it's going to take away insurance from all these people, and it's going to, well, we really need to get some facts and get some real numbers down. Because I, as a doctor, I'm supposed to be on the side of the patient. And I am on the side of the patient. But we have patients either benefiting from it or not benefiting from it. And that's why a lot of us doctors are split. So some of us doctors are like, well, you know, I see a lot of Medicaid patients. And the Affordable Health Care Act added millions to Medicaid. And so if that helped millions of Americans, I'm for it. And that's why you have a lot of doctors for the Affordable Care Act. But then you have doctors like me on the other side going, no, wait a second. I was for the Medicaid expansion, which we could still do. We do not have to have the Affordable Care Act, the only piece of legislation allowing current Medicaid recipients to have their Medicaid. But what I'm seeing from patients is they have an insurance card, and they're forced to do telemedicine, or they're forced to pay cash, or they're forced to go without. Because they can't get into a doctor for 3 months. They have the insurance card in their wallet. Well, yippee-ki-yay, hallelujah, praise the Lord. They have the insurance card. But that doesn't mean they're getting health care. They're paying $12,000 a year in premiums. And they have a $10,000 deductible. But they're not going to the doctor. So that's the side that I see. So, I don't think the Affordable Care Act, was the best, or shall I say most competent way to address healthcare. Our healthcare woes have to be done piece by piece, bite size. An expansion of Medicaid, a temporary expansion of Medicaid during the Great Recession of the Obama years, should have been enacted first and only. Nobody should have, as as a recession was coming on, penalized employers for not purchasing insurance for their employees. And do it in such a way where if you don't insure every single employee, you get slapped with extra fees. So then what did employers do? They go, well, you know what? I'll just not hire as many people then. Fine. You know, I'll look into automation. I would. If I was told that I was going to have to spend thousands upon thousands more dollars and be penalized if I don't, on top of giving a person a job in the middle of the recession, buy their insurance, I would be like, well, then I you know, if I got to pay for all these people's insurances, I'm going to have to cut my costs. Raise my rates, and that's exactly what happened. Restaurant prices skyrocketed. Goods went up. Things got expensive. Well, now, because they're covering the health insurance. And now, I am one of very few people out there that say, why the hell is the employer in charge of your health insurance? That's the whole problem. You lose your job, you lose your health insurance. Why are those two attached at the hip, joined at the hip? Why? That's a double whammy. Losing your health insurance shouldn't be, you know, dependent on your job. You lose your job, now you're really screwed. Well, because it makes you more dependent on the state. You're like, woe is me, I can't do anything now. Health insurance has to be completely separate from employers. I'm not saying go socialize. I'm not saying public option. But there has to be a marketplace or a means for people to get their health insurance separate from an employer. Or incentivize your employers. Incentivize. Employers out there, if you insure an employee, you're going to get a $1,000 tax credit at the end of the year. If you hire an employee, you'll get a $500 tax credit. On top of what you're paying them full-time. Part-time, no tax credit. So if you give somebody insurance and you hire them full-time, you'll get $1,500 off your taxes. Fine. Well, Dr. Dahlia, that would mean some employers may not pay taxes. If they go, they are first, they're still paying taxes, payroll taxes. You know, they're still paying FICA, they're still paying taxes on every employee. But in terms of at the end of the year, in terms of income, fine. If they are insuring and employing that many employees, giving that many people money who could sit there and feed their families and get insurance, fine by me. They're an angel as far as I'm concerned. Why not give them a tax credit? Why aren't we incentivizing? Same thing. If you purchase health insurance, you get discounts. You get, you know, it's a benefit. Don't penalize. I just don't get that. So, taking the health care law and finally saying what it is unconstitutional, the way it's written, might be the only way to go. Already people are starting to not use the term Obamacare. You know, already people are kind of getting fatigued by the whole idea. That's why this Medicare for All is being floated by many of the Democrats running for 2020. Some people are like, oh, yeah, that's great. Well, I ask the baby boomers out there. They're noticing Medicare is not covering what they need, and now it's going to cover even less when we add everybody to the boat of the sinking fiscal Medicare ship, which I don't think is really fair to our baby boomers who put in money for decades into Medicare, only to have it now skimped even more. So we got some work to do, people. 1-877-DOLLY.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prosecutors have dropped all the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Smollett spoke outside the Chicago courtroom after the emergency hearing was held in Chicago.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I'm a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this.
Purdue Pharma is agreeing to pay $270 million in a settlement lawsuit from the state of Oklahoma amid the opioid crisis. The state's attorney general said the company helped fuel the crisis by marketing the OxyContin painkiller. The state claims the crisis has cost communities tens of millions of dollars for treatment and policing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Purdue Pharma caved, the maker of OxyContin. And the Purdue Pharma, its owners, the Sackler family, is going to pay nearly $275 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the state of Oklahoma 2 months before the trial was set to begin. That's being reported by the New York Times. More than $100 million is going to go to fund a new addiction treatment and research center at Oklahoma State University in Tulsa, which is cool. I like that. I like you know, money not just going into somebody's pocket. I like the idea of it going to the public. And the Sacklers, who were not named in the lawsuit, are going to contribute an additional $75 million over 5 years to the center. More than $70 million will go to pay Oklahoma cities, counties, and tribes to reimburse the state for its litigation costs. And the package also includes $20 million in medicine for addiction treatment. The agreement is to be announced by the Oklahoma Attorney General's office at a noon conference today. A spokesperson for Purdue Pharma declined to comment. They say the trial, which includes other pharmaceutical companies like Johnson & Johnson, is still on track for May 28th. On Monday, the Oklahoma Supreme Court turned aside a bid by the defendants to delay the start by 100 days. And this payout is a lot larger than earlier settlements that Purdue has done with other states. The company settled a lawsuit brought by West Virginia in 2004 for $10 million and one brought by Kentucky for $24 million back in 2015. I'm not sure what's going to stop all 50 states from going after Purdue. They say the settlement also means that the public will not hear a full recounting of Purdue's actions in promoting OxyContin to doctors and underplaying its addictive properties, including testimony by members of the Sackler family. Now, okay. So here's something that just really, really bothers me about all this, okay? I was never a fan of OxyContin. Let me just say that. OxyContin, I never prescribed. It scared the hell out of me. And it scared the hell out of me because I would hear of people overdosing on it. So I was not a fan. But what really bothers me is how these articles say that these pharmaceutical companies duped doctors. Now, if any doctor said they were duped by a pharmaceutical company telling them that their narcotic was not addictive or would promote a tolerance or dependence, then it really makes me think, where did that doctor go to medical school? I mean, what narcotics do that. That's kind of like, you know, medical school 101. And I really hope we don't have a lot of doctors out there saying, oh, yeah, I was duped. I gave hundreds of pills, prescriptions of that, because I thought, oh, you know, we're going to be safe. Now, and again, the media could be really using the wrong words, terminology. What might have happened, okay, in the doctor's defense, is doctors talk to the pharmaceutical companies and go, look, I got a problem here. I got patients that have a lot of pain. And I don't want to be given the Percocet, Lortab, because of all the Tylenol attached. Is your medicine stronger than Percocet and Lortab? And are they going to become addicted faster? And if the pharmaceutical company said no, they're not going to become addicted any faster than Lortab or Percocet, maybe that's where I'll buy the argument. But if any doctor claims that they bought the idea that, oh, no, OxyContin isn't addictive at all, I don't buy that. We doctors aren't that stupid, okay? And like I said, no pharmaceutical company rep was really ever able to dupe me. If I didn't like a side effect profile, I told them. There was one medication that was causing garbled speech. I sent the person two different patients for MRIs. Because I was like, I want to make sure this isn't stroke. And then I realized after the second person, like, it could be a side effect to an antidepressant. So I told the pharmaceutical company, and, you know, the rep denied it. But they said, oh, you know, submit a report. And, you know, I did, and that was it. But I rarely does a pharmaceutical rep dupe a doctor. Okay? It's just, we know the pathophys, we know the pharmacology, we know, you know, the mood receptors. I mean, anybody, you couldn't get through medical school and get through your boards without knowing that stuff. Now, why I'm not high-fiving everybody over this Purdue settlement is every other pharmaceutical company is watching this and peeing in their pants. And I can assure you that the average pharmaceutical company is at their next board meeting saying, guys, we're done with narcotics. We're not gonna do anything when it comes to narcotics. Well, okay, but then who's making some of the newer and the better sort of pain medication? Not everybody could be on gabapentin or Lyrica or some of the generics at work. Is anybody doing any more research? Nobody's going to want to make a drug that years later they can be turned around and, I mean, $275 million, that's huge. So I think if I was a pharmaceutical company, I would want to play it very, very safe. I would want to pick a drug that, one, people would like, two, wouldn't hurt people, three, would be easily taken by an insurance company, four, easily sold, and no one's going to come back at me years later. Well, insurance companies aren't really excited about new drugs. They're not really excited about it. We got plenty of drugs out there. So let's say you come out with a nice super killer antibiotic, super fancy antibiotic. We got antibiotics. Sorry, we're not going to, cover yours until it's generic. You're like, yeah, but this could really work against superbugs. Well, we don't really have a lot of superbug infections in our patient population. I'm sorry, I need antibiotics out there right now being made against these fancier superbugs. I don't care how many the companies sell. I just want to make sure there's those drugs out there that we could use. Well, unfortunately, again, if a company doesn't think they're going to, make the money on it, why are they going to put the money into the R&D? So seeing pharmaceutical companies fall, you may be hearing people, light the fireworks and, send out the streamers and the confetti. But I'm not really excited by this at all. Now, mind you, a nice treatment center for addiction. I love the idea of wealthy companies helping the cities out with these big treatment centers and clinics. And I think there's a lot of money that can be used, in terms of health. And so, I love benefactors who do that. But we're going to be scaring a lot of big companies right now with this. And that's just Oklahoma. So what ends up happening with any of the other lawsuits in any of the other states? And in fact, there was some discussion that one of these pharmaceutical companies, I'm not going to say who, is actually thinking about bankruptcy. And the bigger they fall, the more smoke and, effects and ripple effects we get. A huge pharmaceutical company that falls, right, is not the best thing for us in the pharmaceutical industry. So, people think, again, don't worry, we could go to marijuana. We're good. We could go to marijuana. No, marijuana is not always going to be there for you. Or the marijuana that you think is going to work. I met a little old lady at one of the lectures I gave. I gave a talk to a women's group. And she said her marijuana for her diabetic neuropathy, her edibles, are costing her $600 a month. Before you think that your plan B is marijuana, think again. We got some problems, and we need pain addressed. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you have asked me about the red yeast rice. And some of you call it red rice yeast, red yeast rice. I don't care what you call it. And it's an over-the-counter supplement that people are taking to lower their cholesterol. And I would tell my patients, or I would tell my listeners, be careful, because it acts like a statin. And so with the statin medications, we watch your liver. We kind of know what dose you're getting. And when I start a statin medication, I check your liver in about 6 weeks. And then I check it again at the three-month mark, the six-month mark, so I know you're tolerating the statin. But if you're taking some over-the-counter red rice yeast or red yeast rice to lower your cholesterol, I'm not really watching your liver. And to be careful. Well, now we have a report that a woman in Michigan developed sudden liver damage after taking a red yeast rice supplement. The 64-year-old woman had recently been to the doctor and was told she had high cholesterol levels, but she was hesitant to take the statins. Most people are hesitant because they don't want to hurt their liver, and they think that the statins are going to hurt their liver. So instead, she turned to the supplement red yeast rice. It's a type of fermented rice that's marketed to lower cholesterol. But it acts like a statin, and it contains a compound called monacholin K. It's identical to the active ingredient in the statin drug lovastatin. So red yeast rice supplements with monacholin K have the same risks as drugs containing the statins. The only difference is you don't know how much you're getting. Whereas you think you're taking lovastatin 20 or lovastatin 40 milligrams, you have no idea what the hell you're getting with the red yeast rice. So after 6 weeks, she went to the ER with signs of liver injury, fatigue, dark urine, jaundice. And a jaundice is the yellowing of the skin of the eyes, which is a sign of kidney damage. Or liver damage. I'm sorry, liver damage. Then she had to get a liver biopsy. And she was diagnosed with acute drug-induced liver injury or liver damage due to a drug or supplement. In this case, they deduced it was the red yeast rice supplements. Now, this was published in British Medical Journal Case Reports. So the woman's case prompted doctors who treated her to issue a warning about the potential harm. They say physicians and patients should be made aware that red yeast rice is not a harmless supplement, and those choosing to use it should watch for symptoms of hepatotoxicity. Now, the woman also drank a couple glasses of wine a day, so that might have also made her more vulnerable. If you drink alcohol with a statin medication or red yeast rice, that could increase your risk of liver damage. But they say the woman's case is not the first incident of this supplement causing liver problems. There have been other reports. In fact, there was a study in Italy that found 10 cases of liver damage tied to the supplement over a 13-year period. So, lovastatin may even be safer. The FDA doesn't allow products to be sold as dietary supplements if they contain more than trace amounts of this monacholin K. But despite FDA actions, well, as we know, a lot of supplements out there have mixed amounts of components. A 2017 study found that levels of that monacholin K in red yeast rice supplements sold in the U.S. range from undetectable to nearly 11 milligrams per daily recommended dose, which basically can equal a lovastatin. So you have no idea what you're getting. And so the NCCIH is saying that people should not use it to replace standard medical care. So what did they do to help her? Well, one, they stopped the supplement, stopped the alcohol, treated her with steroids, helped improve her liver function. She was monitored weekly. And I'm not sure if she's back to fully recovered. She could have some irreversible liver damage, but hopefully it's reversible. So, you know, people, look, I get it. I get it. I don't like to always take prescriptions also. I get it. And to have that high-maintenance regimen of being on a cholesterol medication where you take it, and then you have to be screened in a month to 6 weeks to see if it's affecting the liver. We used to wait 3 months. I never waited 3 months. I would check you in about a month. Because if it was going to damage the liver, I would see it in a month. You'd start to see some of the liver injury. So, you know, if I saw a significant bump up in liver enzymes, which was rare because I always start on a very, very low dose, you know, then I could go, all right, I'll check in a month or 6 weeks, then 3 months and 6 months. And if you were good, I would just monitor you every 6 months. But I have no idea what the hell you're taking over the counter. And I get it. If you can manage your cholesterol over the counter, then you don't have to go in for blood work. You don't have to wait hours to see your doctor. You don't have to pay towards your $1,000 or $12,000 deductible. I get that. because I'm a patient too, and I cannot stand the way healthcare is right now. And I want to do more do-it-yourself. The problem is that you don't know what you're getting. And when I see people go, no, I don't want to use a pharmaceutical. I want to do all these supplements, and I want to do it natural. It's not natural. Natural stuff out there has very similar chemicals as what's in the pharmaceuticals. The only difference is the pharmaceutical is titrated, it's tested, and it has to be very consistent. You can only get a consistent amount of that medication. You don't know what the hell these supplement companies are giving you. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Here's another problem. As many places and restaurants are going automated, all right, and more people are touching these screens, we're being told now, out of local10.com, that the touchscreen ordering systems in McDonald's, right, or many of these places, may have traces of fecal matter. I mean, no surprise there, just like the gas station, your smartphone. They say 3/4 of the touch screens tested by Metro in England were found to have traces of fecal matter. According to the report, the types of gut and fecal bacteria on the machines cause infections that people pick up in hospitals. It is notorious in hospitals for causing hospital-acquired infections. It's according to London Metropolitan University Dr. Paul Mate Wheel. One had staph. Now, staph infections are those nasty infections you could get on the skin or in the blood. Could cause blood poisoning, toxic shock. A lot of times we carry it in the nose. Then we may pick our nose in the car. A lot of us pick our nose in the car. Then we decide to go get a McDonald's. Go into McDonald's, do the touch screen, now we get it on there. And those who use the touch screens are usually unaware and seldom wash their hands after ordering or before eating their food. Now, McDonald's claims they clean their screens with disinfectant throughout the day. The restaurants are open, but they need to be disinfected after each and every use. So what these touch screens may have to have is like, you know how some of those toilets, I love these things. There's these toilets out there that the plastic comes after every use. We might have to do something like that. And you could touch screen through plastic. That's pretty easy. But we're going to have to do something because we are just so used to just touching things. And, you know, I don't want anybody touching my computer because I really don't know what you do in the bathroom. And I'm really not in any mood to pick up what you, you know, touch. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Reused needles in unsanitary conditions have closed 3 dental practices. The Philadelphia Health Department has had to close these because up to 1,500 patients might have been exposed to diseases like HIV. 3 Trio Family Dental Clinics on Woodland, North 5th, and West Chew Avenue have been closed. Needles reused, improperly cleaned equipment, that is horrible. Now patients have to be checked with hepatitis C, B, HIV. It could take a year, unfortunately, for some people to convert. They've been closed since December 7th, and the Department of Health has launched its own investigation. Careful out there, people. Watch what your, you know, doctor's office is doing. 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.